You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as this society continues to devolve into clown world, I have to put a very rhetorical question out to the public before I cover the main article. How is it that these ultra-liberals and rabid leftists, under the guise of quote-unquote protecting our children, fighting tooth and nail to prevent law-abiding citizens from being able to legally purchase and legally carry firearms, when crime, in particularly Democratic strongholds, continues to skyrocket, while simultaneously fighting tooth and nail to allow women the ability to quote unquote terminate their children at will. Oh yeah. How in the world does that happen on both of these fronts? These liberals are literally talking out of both sides of their mouths. Protect the children by keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, yet at the same time, allow women the choice to terminate their children. Yeah, you have a lot of companies and brands. Gentlemen, I highly suggest you do your research, find these particular brands, and boycott them. These brands and companies are literally saying if one of their employees gets pregnant, that they're willing to actually pay the travel costs for these females if they reside in a non-termination state. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe I'm just crazy myself for being able to see all of this. Hey, whatever. I don't care. Now, let's get to the main topic. I was watching an Obsidian live stream, and he said something that caught my attention. So, of course, I had to go and research it. Gentlemen, this is how far women are willing to go to avoid accountability. However, if you're a man who has no scruples, this will be a great business opportunity for you. Now, this article was published on the 28th of June. It is lengthy, so of course, I'm going to chop it down to size. Drugstores ration Plan B contraceptives as Roe ruling sparks panic. Oh my gosh. The retailers placed temporary purchase caps just days after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. A surge in demand in recent days for emergency contraception pills, which prompted rationing by some chain drugstores to avoid shortages, revealed the depth of fear among U.S. women after the Supreme Court ended the 50-year right to termination. No, it was never a right. Period. Now, we do have the right to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed, yet these ultra-liberals and rabid leftists are doing everything they can to infringe on that right for law-abiding citizens. Emergency contraception is a single pill taken within 3 days of unprotected sex to prevent a pregnancy and is not related to termination. Right there, that should be the end of the argument. But of course, these people out here are running purely on emotion. Yet, CVS temporarily rationed orders of the pills sold under the names Plan B and Aftera, as well as generics, amid a spike in demand since the Friday ruling. Rite Aid also limited purchases. People are scrambling to feel like they can exercise control where things feel chaotic. And it is a way to try to plan where otherwise something that normally feels stable, like the rule of law, does not feel stable, said Nicole Huberfeld, a professor of law, ethics, and human rights at Boston University. All of those things are sort of snowballing right now. Ladies, have you tried the most simple way of not getting pregnant, which is abstinence? Oh, I forgot. Silly me. That's something that men are told to do. Why? Because let's be perfectly honest. The modern woman is nothing more than an adult-bodied child. There's also considerable confusion about how emergency contraceptives work, as opposed to termination pills. So, right there, these are two different types of medication. Part of the fog has been caused by the FDA label that has accompanied the emergency contraceptive pill since 2006. The label says it blocks release of eggs before fertilization, but also adds the medication can prevent fertilized eggs from implanting. The FDA has previously acknowledged, quote unquote, emerging evidence suggesting the drug did not prevent implantation of a fertilized egg. Once again, these women out here simply refuse to actually slow down, read labels, and actually plan. No, that right there is called actually being accountable and being an adult. But we have a world that wants to constantly pander to women. Why? Because women are net consumers. Against that legal and medical backdrop, confusion and panic reigned on social media as online orders for contraceptive pills mounted. Buyers appeared to be stockpiling orders of multiple pills for potential future use for them as well as their children. Gentlemen, what does this represent? The fact that these women know good and damn well that these contraceptives and actual birth control are readily available, yet they simply choose not to take these options. Lauren Lopez, 38, of New York, is trying to organize people on Twitter and Facebook to stockpile contraceptives such as Plan B so that they can be gifted to people who lack access. With last week's Supreme Court ruling, she said she is convinced that politicians across the United States will soon try to limit birth control. Okay, this woman is out of New York. So, you know, more than likely, she is an ultra-leftist, completely and totally out of her mind. In Michigan, 30 miles south of Traverse City, Jessica Gardner said she is considering stocking up on contraceptives. Quote, unquote, "I'm worried that the younger women are not going to be able to have the decisions that in my life I took for granted," she said. Gardner, 51, who says she is firmly in menopause, has lived virtually her entire life under the legal protections of Roe. Now, here's a question. Why is it that a lot of these older women are fighting this battle? Well, obviously, they're trying to live vicariously through younger women. Just my opinion. A CVS spokesperson said Monday that while the drugstore chain has a quote-unquote ample supply of the products both online and in-store, a 3-packs per customer cap is meant to quote-unquote ensure equitable access and constant supply on store shelves. On Tuesday, it said that it was putting an end to limits after sales returned to normal. Rite Aid is also limiting purchases to 3 per customer, a spokesperson said Monday. Also cited rising demands. Walgreens website showed Tuesday that 2 emergency contraceptives, Plan B and Take Action, were out of stock for shipping, but available for pickup and same-day delivery in certain areas. A spokeswoman said Monday that purchases are not limited at the time, as the company could still meet the demand in store. The grocery chain Kroger notes on its website that Plan B is not available for shipping and that in-store stocks are low. At Target and Walmart, the Plan B pill is eligible for shipping and pickup, but at the time of delivery varies across locations. It can also be purchased directly on the Plan B website, but it is only eligible for 4 to 6 day shipping. Lopez, the activist in New York, hopes that the informal gifting of FDA-approved Plan B can stave off the formation of a true black market. Quote, unquote, "If we try to provide safe care for people, maybe we can keep them from going to an unsafe and unknown source. We hope people will be filling prescriptions and donating these items." Well. Gentlemen, what does this ultimately let you know? What do you ultimately see? These women have always had prime choice when it comes to pregnancy. Period. They have all the means to prevent pregnancy, but yet, when they take away the choice to terminate the child, oh, all hell has to break loose. Now, I'm about to say something, and I want you guys to really think about this. When it comes to termination, just my opinion, a lot of these women, they want to keep the termination option because for them, they get to play God. Now, what do I mean by that? It's quite simple. You have a lot of these quote-unquote pro-blacks running around talking about how the black woman is God. But then you take termination of life and put that to the equation. Yeah. A woman, once she gets pregnant, she has all the choice. As men, we have zero parental rights, except to be a pay pig. But the woman, she can make a unilateral choice. If she wants to keep the kid, guess what? She's going to let the child live. If she decides she doesn't want to keep the kid, guess what? She has the right to terminate the child, i.e., she gets to play God. And I think, in my humble opinion, that's the real reason why so many women want to continue to fight for this quote unquote choice. It's not a right, it's a choice. However, all of you women out there who want to have this choice, the options are simple. Move to a pro-termination state. Oh, but I forgot. The overwhelming majority of you women are broke, so you can't move. Hey, it is what it is. But there are so many choices for you women, but yet you want to take the ultimate and extreme choice. Whatever. You know, gentlemen, as this world continues to devolve into clown world, keep your head on the swivel. Because apparently, there's been some reports of women talking about how they're going to, quote unquote, take revenge. Gentlemen, if trouble comes to you, be prepared to deal with it. Keep your head on the swivel. And understand this, ladies. The power for a lot of you in regards to, you know, trapping men with children and deciding whether or not you're going to allow that child to live has gone out. Feminism, that's going to go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men have seen the true versions of you. And guess what? They're going to back the hell away. And they're going to do everything they can to protect their seed. Welcome to the world you created, ladies. Welcome to the desert of the real. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am.